It is time to play the puzzle. Joining us this week is Will Shortz, puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
Excellent. How are you, Adrian?
I'm doing good. I am psyched up to hear some puzzling. And to start us off, could you just remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from Ben Bass of Chicago. I said, take two different articles of clothing and place them one after the other. The result will spell something seen at a baseball game. What is it? Well, the pieces of clothing are shorts and a top. Put them together and you get shortstop.
Shortstop. We had 850 correct answers. And this week's winner is Sarah Baldwin of Clayton, New York. Congratulations, Sarah.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
We're excited to have you. And tell us, how did you figure out this week's answer?
Well, I have to be honest, my husband actually got it by thinking about the things that you see at a baseball game, and it just made sense.
Great. And how long have you been playing the puzzle?
7 or 8 years.
Wow. Okay. A veteran here.
Yeah. We love it.
What do you do when you're not puzzling?
I hike in the warm weather and cross-country ski in the cold weather here. And I volunteer at a local museum.
Well, we're super happy to have you here, Sarah. The question I have for you now is, are you ready to play the puzzle?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Okay. Will, take it away.
All right, Sarah and Adrian. Every answer today is the name of a world capital followed by its country. I'm going to give you some words. The starting letter or letters of the word will be the start of the capital's name, and the rest of the word will be the start of the country's name. The dividing point in the word is up to you to determine. For example, if I said Manic, M-A-N-I-C, you would say Managua, Nicaragua, because Manic starts M-A, which is the start of Managua, and N-I-C starts Nicaragua.
Okay.
All right. Number one is agree, A-G-R-E-E.
Athens, Greece.
You got it. Athens, Greece is right. Barge, B-A-R-G-E.
Buenos Aires, Argentina.
You got it. Argentina, excellent. How about brats, B-R-A-T-S? For this one, you want to think Europe. I'll give you another hint. Divide the word between the T and the S.
I'm at a loss. Adrian, do you have any idea?
This is a tough one. I don't know if this is the best hint, but the country kind of sounds like a word for a Greek dish. But we're not talking about Greece.
Slovakia?
Yeah, it is Slovakia. Good. You know the capital of Slovakia?
Bratislava?
Bratislava. Good job.
Yes. There you go.
I guess that hint worked. Try this, carve, C-A-R-V-E.
Caracas, Venezuela.
That's right. Stocks, S-T-O-C-K-S.
Stockholm, Sweden.
That's right. And your last one is tallest, T-A-L-L-E-S-T.
Tallinn, Estonia.
You got it. Nice job.
Wow.
Got a little better as it went along, I think.
You just like ripped through that. I think I would still be stuck on number one if I was playing this. After just cleaning up, how do you feel?
I'm relieved. I was a little anxious about it, but that was a challenge.
As the adrenaline is coming down, can you tell us, what's your member station?
North Country Public Radio out of Canton, New York.
Love to hear it. And for playing our puzzle today, you're going to get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. We have been joined by Sarah Baldwin of Clayton, New York. Sarah, thank you so much again for playing the puzzle.
Thank you both.
And Will, can you tee up what is next week's challenge?
Next week, we're going to have a special guest. So in the meantime, I have a 2-week creative challenge. And I have to say, it's a tough one. Most people are familiar with palindromes, which read backward and forward the same. For example, Madam, I'm Adam. Do geese see God? Or sit on a potato pan, Otis. Each of those reads backward the same as it reads forward. The object of this is to write a palindrome that contains the letter Q. The entries will be judged on sense, naturalness of syntax, and overall elegance. And the person who submits what I consider to be the best palindrome containing the letter Q will play Puzzle on the Air with me in 2 weeks.
You have your assignment, puzzlers. When you've come up with your best palindrome, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, to submit your palindrome. Do it by filling out the form on the puzzle page. And remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, July 31st at 3 p.m. Eastern. And don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Will, thanks again.
Thank you, Adrian.